I looked them up. They're aphids. They're in my hair, on my skin, in my lungs. And the pain, Barris. It's unreasonable. They're all over the place. Oh, and they've completely gotten Millie, too.
Okay. Just listen to me. You gotta get out of there. I'll meet you over at Toast Cafe at 3. Okay, calm down. Everything's gonna be fine. Before you go, put a couple of them in a jar so I can get them examined. I mean, I'm sure they're just aphids, but you never know. Just in case. Okay? Just do it. Relax. Relax.
Gentlemen of the Anaheim, 709th chapter of the Brown Bear Lodge, we have a wonderful opportunity this afternoon. For you see, the County of Orange has provided us with a chance to hear from and put questions to an undercover narcotics agent from the Sheriff's Department who is out there on our behalf fighting this awful Substance D epidemic. It's no secret we're living in a culture of addiction. Nearly 20% of the population can now be classified as addicts. And as far as anyone can tell, there is but one company that is working and helping the situation. That company is our sponsor, New Path. Now you will notice that you can barely see this man because he is wearing what is called a scramble suit. The exact same suit he wears and, in fact, must wear during certain parts, in fact, most parts of his daily activities of law enforcement. This man, whom we will call Fred, because that is the code name under which he reports the information he gathers, once within the scramble suit, cannot be detected by even the latest in voice and facial recognition technology. The scramble suit itself is purportedly made up of approximately 1.5 million fraction representations of men, women, and children in every variant, making the wearer of a scramble suit the ultimate everyman.
This is terrible.
He looks, does he not, like a constantly shifting vague blur and nothing more, am I right? Let's hear it for the vague blur.
If you saw me on the street without the suit on, you'd probably say, there goes a total dope fiend. You'd feel aversion and walk away. I don't look like you. I can't afford to. My life depends on it.
I'm not going to tell you first what I do as an undercover officer engaged in tracking down dealers and the source of their illegal drugs in the streets of our cities and corridors of our schools here in Orange County. I'm going to tell you what I'm afraid of. What I fear night and day is that our children, your children and my children...
I have two little ones. Very little. But not too little to be addicted. Calculatedly addicted to Substance D for profit by drug terrorists. As many of you know, our military and their associates are actively engaged in countries where it is believed the organic component of Substance D, a small, highly toxic flower, originates. And while our troops are down there fighting for us, it is up to each and every one of us here to do our part in eliminating the demand for this drug. It's important you, as citizens, continue to report all suspicious activity and individuals. For simply put, if there were no demand in our society, there would be no market for these leeches to exploit.
Each day, this disease takes its toll on us. And each day, the flow of profits and where they go.
Well, it isn't about the profits anyhow. It's something else. What'd you see happen? Like if you were a diabetic and you didn't have money for insulin.
Would you steal to get the money or just die?
I think you better go back to the prepared text there, Fred.
I forgot it. I think I have a block against this shit.
Repeat after me, but make it sound casual. Where the profits flow, we will soon... then retribution will swiftly follow. At that moment, I would not for the life of me want to be in their shoes. Got it?
You know why I've got a block against this bullshit? Because this is what gets people on drugs. It's all so disgusting when I lurch off and become a user.
Come on, Fred. Just say the shit and get it over with.
Anyway. Substance D. D.
D is for dumbness and despair and desertion. The desertion of your friends from you, you from your friends. Everyone from everyone.
Isolation and loneliness and hating and suspecting each other. D is finally death. Slow death.
And the head down.
Well, that's it.
Okay, let's eat.
All right, what's your name?
My name.
Oh, you don't know your name? That's interesting. Probable cause. Out of the car, sir.
You have the right to remain silent until... And anything you say can and will be used against you when you, when... Fuck this shit!
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Anything wrong?
This fucker stole $50 worth of shit from us today, and my boss said it was somehow my fault, and it's coming out of my paycheck, which I don't even think is legal. I mean, can you legally do that?
Yeah, they can't do that. They say Houston not able to do that. I'll check. Hey, Donna, can I get anything from you?
How much?
10.
10?
Yeah, I'm hurting really bad. I'll pay you back later.
Yeah, okay. Say, day after tomorrow?
Sooner.
I'll come by later. Like around 8?
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Okay. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
You see, all symptoms are purposeful, be they positive or negative. See what I'm saying? In this case, I wouldn't feel strangely about it because just the idea of turning yourself over to a new path for rehabilitation is only naturally going to make you a little apprehensive. But that's just a manifestation of the fear. It's just that's the D talking.
Now, the first thing I hear that when you go into the new path, what they do to you, they cut your pecker off.
No. They can never get away with that. Are you kidding me? Come on, that's an urban myth. It's actually the spleen that's remanded to their custody.
The what?
this
Hey, week. How is everything?
Everything is super good.
Not with me. I got a lot of problems nobody else has.
Nah, come on. More people than you'd think, and more people each day. This is a world getting progressively worse. Can we not agree on that? What's on the dessert menu?
Would you like to maybe order some dessert?
Like what?
Well, we have fresh strawberry pie and a fresh peach pie that we make here ourselves.
No, we don't want any dessert.
All right.
Fucking fruit pies are for old ladies. What do you think about the new bath?
Well, it doesn't matter what I think. I kind of have to tip my hat to any entity that could bring so much integrity to evil. I mean, imagine it's a seemingly voluntary privatized gulag just managed to eliminate the meddling middlemen of public accountability and free will and wrapped up in a little bow and given to the public like a gift. I mean, come on, this is... It's awe-inspiring stuff.
I heard you have to go cold turkey.
Cold turkey doesn't even apply to Substance D. Unlike the legacy of inherited predisposition to addictive behavior or substances, this needs no genetic assistance. There's no weekend warriors on the D. You're either on it or you haven't tried it.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. How many caps do you take per day?
Very difficult to determine, but not that many.
Well, like the old school pharmacopoeia, tolerance develops. You know, these visions of bugs, they're just garden variety psychosis, but a clear indication that you've hurtled over the initial fun and euphoric phase and passed on to the next phase. News from the guinea pig grapevine suggests that whatever it is, we won't know until it's way too late, you see? You see, we're all canaries in the coal mine on this one.
I do think I have another source. That Donna chick.
Bob's girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, his girl. Although I know for a fact he never gets in her pants.
Really? But he talks like he does.
Oh, yeah. That's Bob Arctor. He talks like he does many things. It's not the same, my friend. It's not the same thing. Donna has an aversion to bodily contact. And junkies lose their interest in sex, you realize, due to an organ swelling up from vasoconstriction. And I have observed in her an inordinate failure of sexual arousal, not just toward Bob Arctor, but other males as well.
I can't believe she doesn't put out.
Well, she would, if she were handled right. For instance, I could show you how to sleep with her for less than $3.
I don't want to sleep with her. I want to buy from her.
Donna does coke, right?
$3 doesn't get you a line of coke.
That's where you're wrong, pal. What they've deliberately done is mixed the cocaine with the oil so that it cannot be extracted, but my knowledge of chemistry is such that I know precisely how to separate the oil from the cocaine. Now I freeze it. Cause cocaine crystals to rise to the top because they are lighter than the oil. The terminal step, of course, I keep to myself, but suffice to say, it involves an intricate and methodological process. Filtering.
How long is it going to be in there?
Just about a half an hour.
You know, I've been thinking, Barris, even if we do get a pure gram of cocaine out of this deal, I don't want to use it on Donna. I mean, you know, to get in her pants, that'd be like buying her.
No, it'd just be an exchange. You give her a gift, and she gives you one.
Besides, we're talking about Bob's girl here. And this is his house. He's my friend. He lets you and Luckman live here.
There's a great deal about Bob Arctor you're not aware of.
How did Newpath rig it where they're the one place in our entire country that can't be scanned? All the rest of us can be tracked 24 hours a day, but no, not at Newpath.
Hey, that's their contract with the government.
But I think you're right. It would be a good place for a dealer to hide.
What about Donna Hawthorne?
I'm systematically working up to her supplier. The quantities I'm buying now are basically beyond her capacity. She doesn't have enough front money to handle it. So it's just a matter of time before she's hooking me up with the next person up the ladder. I think someday soon we'll have somebody who really knows something, and they'll be worth busting.
What about Jim Barris and Ernie Luckman?
Same shit, nothing new.
Well, what about Charles Freck and Robert Arctor?
Up to pretty much the same old thing.
Even Arctor?
Arctor? Yeah, he doesn't
seem to be doing much. Still working his nowhere handy breaking tire job. Drops a few caps of death cut with meth during the day.
I'm not so sure. We just got a tip in from an informant that Arctor has funds above and beyond what he gets from his little job. And when we checked into it, we found he wasn't even working there full time. Yeah.
Who's this informant?
We don't know. Undoubtedly, it's a vengeance burn. That's how these druggies are. I mean, boning in on each other every time they get pissed off. Anyhow, as of now, I'm officially assigning you to observe Arctor. If we're ever going to get to the bottom of this, I have a hunch it'll be through this guy.
So, will that mean full-time viewer recording?
We got no choice. We'll install a new holographic scanning system. You'll just let us know when they're out of the house, and we'll want storage and printout on everything.
Total providence. I am walking home. I find myself on the street. I am rarely on, and look what I obtained for a mere $50.
What is it?
Oh, this would be an 18-speed bike of the all-terrain variety. I noticed it in a neighbor's yard, and I acquired, as to its availability, they have four of them. So I made a cash offer of $50. They acquiesced. They actually threw in these lemon-yellow racing pants. They actually even hoisted it over the fence for me, which I found to be very neighborly.
Well, that's weird. I didn't know you could get an 18-speed bike nearly new for $50. It's amazing what you can get for $50. I'll give you $60 right now, no questions asked.
You know, this bike looks a lot like the bike that this girl lives across the street from me had that got ripped off about a month ago. This bike could be hot. They probably jacked it, these hoister friends of yours.
Sure they did. I mean, if they've got four and selling it that cheap.
Right? You should at least show it to her so she could see if it's hers.
Yeah, okay, I can do that, but this is a boy's bike, okay? So it can't be, not to invalidate your intuition, but it's not possible. Thank you.
Why do you say it's an 18-speed when it only has 9 gears?
What?
Yeah. 6 right here, 3 at the other end of the chain. 6 plus 3 equals 9. It's a 9-speed bike.
Yeah, but even a 9-speed bike for $50, you still got a good deal.
Okay, those guys told me it was 18 speeds. I just got griefed. I just got...
Wait. Now I count 8. 6 here, and then 2 in the front. That makes 8.
What do you think happened to the missing gears?
Think? I know. They were probably working on it, these gypsy grifters, with improper tools and no technical knowledge, no understanding of reverse engineering, and when they attempted to reassemble it, they panicked, they got scared, and they left 9 orphan gears. They're just laying on the floor. They're probably still there on the floor of the garage.
Let's just go rescue the orphan gears, dude!
Don't you see that that's part of the plan? They're going to try to sell them to me, not give them to me as they rightfully should have, as included in part of the original sale price. Oh my God, there's no telling what else they've... switched.
Yeah, but all of if all of us go together, oh, they'll give them back. Oh, you bet they will. Oh, you bet they will. Let's just go as a team, okay?
Wait. Are you sure there are only 9 gears on this bike?
8.
Okay, 8, 9, whatever.
Don't you think that before we go over and accuse and start some shit, we should find out for sure?
Absolutely right, Donna. Who do we know who's an authority on this type of fight?
Oh! Oh! Get off me! Let me...
We are all way too close to this. There's only one thing we can do to thwart the plot of these albino, shape-shifting lizard bitches. We are going to take this bike outside, ask the first person we see. We're going to introduce some novelty. That way we get an objective viewpoint.
Ein, zwei, drei, Hegel!
By the way, I might take you up on that $60 offer.
No, that was for an 18-speed. Oh, now, for this, 18 God. Minus 10, I'll give you 23.75.
Are you certain that's the right math on that?
Come in.
You are Officer Fred?
Yes. Have a seat, please.
All right, Fred.
We're going to administer several easy tests, and there will be no physical discomfort involved.
If this is about the speech I gave to...
What this is about stems from a recent departmental survey showing that several undercover agents have been admitted to neural aphasia clinics during the last month.
You're conscious of the high factor of addictiveness of Substance D?
Of course I am.
Of course, these tests in no way pertain to the addictive properties of Substance D, but to... Well, let's start with the set ground test first. Within the apparently meaningless lines is an object that we would all recognize. You're to tell me what that object is and point to it in the total field.
In many of those taking Substance D, a split between the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere of the brain occurs, which results in a defect within both the percept and cognitive systems, although apparently the cognitive continues to function normally. Have you located the familiar object in this line drawing? It should just jump right out at you.
I see it. Coke bottle.
A soda pop bottle is correct.
Was it in the speech I gave? Maybe it seemed I showed a little bilateral dysfunction there. I mean, it might have seemed a little slushed.
Are you getting any cross chatter?
What?
A cross chatter between hemispheres.
If there's damage to the left hemisphere, where the linguistic skills are normally located, then sometimes the right hemisphere will fill in to the best of its ability.
I don't know. I mean, not that I'm aware of.
What do you see in this second picture?
A sheep.
Show me the sheep.
An impairment of set background discrimination can get you into a heap of trouble. Instead of perceiving no forms, you perceive faulty forms.
So there is no sheep here, is there? Was I close?
This is not a Rorschach test where some abstract block can be interpreted many ways by many subjects. This has one specific object. In this case, a dog.
What's that mean, that I saw a sheep instead?
Who knows? Only after the entire set has been run can we make a determination.
Why this is superior to the Rorschach is that it's not interpretive. There are many wrongs, but there is only one right. You either get it or you don't. And if you show a run of not getting it, then we have a fix on a functional impairment, and we dry you out for a while until you test better later on.
A new path?
Undoubtedly.
Now, what do you see in this drawing among these particular black and white lines?
Plastic dog shit. The little kind you can buy and put in someone's bed. Can I go now?
You know, Fred, if you keep your sense of humor like you do, you just might make it after all.
Make it? Make what? The team? The girl? Make good? Make do? Make out? Make sense? Make money? Make time? Define your terms. The Latin for make is facere, which always reminds me of fuckere, which is Latin for to fuck. And I haven't been getting shit in that department lately. If you guys are psychologist types and you've been monitoring my endless debriefings with Hank, tell me, what the hell is Donna Steele? What do I do? I mean, how do you make it with that kind of sweet, unique, stubborn little
you could buy her flowers.
Really?
This time of year, you can get little blue flowers at any nursery. Give them to her.
Yeah. Hey, Fred. Glad you could make it. This is the informant who phoned in about Bob Arctor, and I mentioned him.
Yes.
Anyway, he phoned in again, and we challenged him to step forth and identify himself. Do you know this man?
Sure do. You're James Barris, aren't you? So, Mr. Barris, what's your information?
I have evidence that Mr. Arctor is part of a covert terrorist drug organization. They're well-funded, and they have arsenals of weapons at their disposal.
And what is this organization?
I believe it to be political in nature, and very much against this country, an enemy of the U.S.
Can you give us any specific names of anyone else in this organization, the persons Arctor meets with?
Yes, Ms. Donna Hawthorne. On a variety of pretexts, he will go over to her place of residence and colludes with her regularly, I've noticed.
Colludes?
Colludes.
What do you mean?
Well, I've followed him in my own car without his knowledge.
He goes there often?
Yes, as often as...
She is his girl.
Right. Mr. Arctor also...
Hold up. You think there's anything to this, Fred?
I think we should definitely look at his evidence.
All right. Bring in your evidence. All of it. We want names most of all. Now, have you seen Mr. Arctor involved in any large quantities of drugs?
To be certain. And I have carefully taken samples, again, without his knowledge, when the opportunity presented itself, strictly for you to analyze, and I can bring those in as well.
Great. Is there anything else you wish to state at this time?
There is. Mr. Arctor is an addict. He is addicted to Substance D, and I fear that his mind has become deranged over time, and he is now officially to be considered dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yes, he is having episodes that would occur with brain damage from Substance D, and I'm quite certain also that the optic chiasm has deteriorated somewhat due to a weak ipsilateral component.
This sort of unsupported speculation, as I've already warned you, Mr. Barris, is completely worthless. Now, we'll be sending an officer with you to gather your evidence.
May I?
All right. An officer out of uniform, of course.
No. See, I could be murdered. As I've already said, Mr. Arctor has this cachet of weapons.
Mr. Barris, we appreciate this and the extreme risk you are taking. And if it works out, and your information is valuable in obtaining a conviction, then naturally...
But that is not the reason I'm here. You see, this man is, he just has a soul sickness. His brain is damaged from the use of this toxic and most terrible substance. Nonetheless, the reason I am here is I feel that I may have certain qualities that would qualify me to perhaps come over to your side, to surrender and come to the side of law enforcement in general. I would like an employment application.
We don't care why you're here. We only care whether your evidence and material amount to anything. The rest is your problem.
Perhaps at the desk I can get an employment. Gentlemen, you are about to witness for approximately 61 cents of ordinary household materials the perfect homemade silencer.
Barris, the neighbors are going to hear.
Nah, they're only calling murders in this neighborhood.
Plus, Freckledeck, it's a silencer. They're not going to hear anything.
Well, I'm pretty fucking sure they're illegal.
In this day and age, the type of society we find ourselves living in, every person of worth needs to have a gun at all times to protect themselves. And we're off. Boom. Deux. Trois.
That sure is some silencer.
Yes, what it did was augment the sound rather than dampen it. But I almost have it. I believe I have it in principle anyway.
Oh, well, the good news is, regardless of what you do next time, it'll be a silencer to us because we're now deaf!
What happened? How'd I get here? Anyone want some popcorn? So unexpected and undeserved had for some reason cleared away the cobwebs. I realized I didn't hate the cabinet door. I hated my life, my house, my family.
Are you okay, Daddy? What happened?
My backyard. My power mower. Nothing would ever change. Nothing new could ever be expected. It had to end. And it did. Now, in the dark world where I dwell, ugly things and surprising things and sometimes little wondrous things spill out at me constantly. And I can count on nothing.
Lead fly, got it.
That would be a Thelma corn fly.
Oh yeah, Miss Pickett. If I'd known it was harmless,
I would have killed it myself.
Thanks for the memories. You had such beauty.
Daddy Slowpoke.
Get around.
What do you do?
You're both Peterbilt.
That's a big 10-4.
Got nothing on us.
Get a light!
Hey, Bob, go
right. Hey, not so fast,
Bob. You are flying. It's all right. Daddy. It's all right.
Go down.
Jesus. Son of a bitch! Hey! Ah! It's all right. Ah!
What the hell was that?
Jesus fucking Christ!
What the hell in the hootenanny was that?
The return spring on the throttle cable. Look, the gas. Must have caught or broken.
Give her a look.
Not the spring, it's the linkage from the pedal to the cart. See, it fell apart, so the gas pedal didn't push back out when you took your foot off. But it doesn't explain why.
There's a safety override on the carb when linkage parts.
Shouldn't
this locking ring hold the cable in place? I mean, how do you just
come off like that?
Let's have a look. Let's probe a little.
All right, this screw has been turned all the way out. The idle screw.
So, when the linkage parted, it went the other way, up instead of down.
Wait, how could that happen? There's no way that that screw could turn itself all the way out like that accidentally.
No way.
Motherfucker! They did it deliberately! We almost died! They almost fucking got us, man!
Now, to loosen the lock ring and nut assembly that holds the accelerator linkage rods together, a special tool would be needed, several in fact. I'm going to estimate it'll take about a half an hour to get this back together. I have the tools, though.
Back at the house.
Correct.
Well, we can always go to a repair center and borrow theirs, or get a tow truck out here.
You know,
Maybe that's what's fucking us up. Fucking up our brains. We're gonna wind up like Freck soon.
No.
Okay, these are for us. And I'm going to suggest that you take several. The implicit acceptance of the fact that Substance D cannot screw up an accelerator linkage or a carbidal adjustment.
Yeah, dude, don't blame the drugs. Well, so much for our great road trip to San Diego, Bob. I told you we should have gone to San Francisco.
What, like going to San Francisco would not have caused this problem with the engine?
Yeah, because when you're going north, it screws this way. And when you're going south, it screws that way.
If we were in Australia...
This proves you got somebody out to get you real bad, Bob. I just hope that the house is still there when we get back.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
You wouldn't. Christ, they may have broken in and ripped off all we got. All Bob's got anyhow. What if they stomp the animals?
Don't worry about it. I left a little surprise for them.
What?
Yes, anyone entering the house while we are gone today will receive a little surprise. A little something I perfected early this morning.
What kind of surprise? It's my house, Jim. You should ask me before you start wiring up my house.
Why would you get so uptight about protecting your house from intruders? Why would you care?
I'm just saying it's my house, that's all. You can't start going around booby-trapping my house.
Okay, okay. Jeez. Or as the Germans would say, Liza, which translates to be cool. Just be cool.
So what did you do?
If the front door is opened while we are in absentia, thumbnail-sized auxiliary motion detector digital memory camera start recording.
You should have told me.
What if they come in through the back door or the bathroom window like that infamous Beatles song?
To increase their chances of entering via the front door rather than in other less usual places, I fortuitously left the front door unlocked.
Suppose they don't know it's unlocked.
Well, that's why I left a note on the door.
You're kidding me.
No. Yes. But no. But yes.
Are you bullshitting us or not? I just simply never know with you. Is he fucking with us, Bob?
We'll see when we get back. If there's a note on the door and it's unlocked, we'll know he isn't lying.
We'll probably take the note down after ripping off and vandalizing the house and then locking the door behind them so we don't know. We will never know. It's still that great area.
Of course I'm kidding. Only a psychotic would do that, leave the front door of the house unlocked with a note on the door.
What'd you write on the note, Jim?
I wrote, come on in, the door's unlocked.
He did it. He really did it.
This is the only way we're going to know for sure Bob has been doing this stuff. Is that not what is of primary importance?
Okay, I'm still gray here. Now, did you do it or not?
Is it really that suspenseful?
Did you?
He did it.
Please, it doesn't matter. We're going to be home shortly.
Did you?
We'll be home presently.
Signs that would have otherwise left testifies to their thoroughness. You're an idiot.
What's that? Come here. Look at this.
Oh, still hot cigarette, but it sure is. Wait a second. They lit a joint while they were here, Bob. Fuck it. Barris is right. There was somebody here. This roach is still hot. Smell it.
Yes. And that roach may not have been left here by accident. This evidence may not be a slip-up.
So what now?
Maybe they were here specifically to plant drugs in the house, setting us up, then phoning in a tip later. It could be in the phone. It could be in the wall outlets. We're going to have to go through this house and get it absolutely clean before the phone is in, unless they already have. We might.
You check the wall sockets. I'll tear this phone apart.
Wait, hold on. If they see us scrambling around right before the raid.
What raid?
If we are running around frantically trying to flush the drugs, then we can't allege, even though it's true that we didn't know they were here. They're going to find us holding them. I mean, maybe that's part of the plan.
Oh, shit. We can't do anything. We're fucked, man.
Paris, what about the super secret surveillance cameras?
What?
The doodads, man.
Oh, yes, of course. Right, of course. How could I have forgotten? Oh, this should be extremely informational at this point. I believe this will tell us a great deal. Although it probably wouldn't have proven to be that important.
Let me guess. Didn't record.
Allow me to suggest that it's highly likely that the tow truck was bugged, thus affording them ample time and opportunity to deploy an operative to defuse and otherwise erase the evidence obtained. But at this point, we have no other recourse in view of their evasive tactics. I mean, there is, of course, one thing you could do, Bob, although it would take time.
Sell the house and move out?
But hell, this is our home.
You could make a considerable profit. On the other hand, you might have to take a loss in a quick sale. I know a good realtor.
What reason should I give for selling? They always ask.
Can't tell the truth. You really shouldn't tell the truth at all. Well, why can't we tell the truth? We put it in the LA Times. Modern. Three-bedroom tract house with two bathrooms for easy and fast flushing. High-grade drugs stashed throughout all rooms, included in sale price. It could actually increase the value.
But they might be calling and asking what kind of drugs are stashed, and we don't know. It could be anything.
And prospective buyers might inquire as to the quantity.
Yeah, and we don't know at this point. It could be ounces of weed or pounds of heroin or hits of E or kilocaps of D.
Hey, you guys. Fuck! Jesus! What the fuck is wrong with you? I came in, like the note said. It didn't say when you were gonna get back, so I just sat around for a while and ended up crashing.
Love your sweater.
Don't touch me. Man, you guys are making so much noise.
Sorry.
Woke me up.
Did you smoke a joint before you crashed?
Yeah. Otherwise, I can't ever sleep. You know, you guys should seriously think about maybe locking the doors when you leave. Otherwise, you could get ripped off and it'd be your own fault.
It's all your fault.
Did you say you were going to sell the house? Or is that, you know, me dreaming? Because what I heard sounded weird.
Yeah, we're all dreaming.
Quiet, steady. Steady. Kidney. Ow, kidney.
So the information from the holo scanners installed in Archer's house are transmitted back here to station 12879. This'll be your new home away from home, pal. It's pretty intuitive. You'll just be watching and scanning through recorded information. You can go live, of course, but that tends to be excruciatingly boring. And then you see where these holos are placed. What would be great is if they ever need servicing or changing out, you could do that yourself while no one else is around.
But wouldn't you then see me on the tapes doing that?
No, for that you just edit yourself out. But be sure to include yourself in the tapes from time to time. Because if you systematically edit yourself out, then we can deduce who you are through process of elimination, whether we want to or not.
I'm not sure I exactly...
Well, we take it for granted that you are one of the individuals that are in Archer's circle of roommates and friends that frequent the house. I mean, undoubtedly you're either Jim Barris or Ernie Luckman, Charles Freck, even Archer himself. Hell, you could be Donna for all I know.
As my superior, I figure you'd know all this stuff.
How the hell would I know? I'm just a little guy behind a big desk. You'd have to go way up the food chain to access that kind of info.
You know, Instead of me doing any maintenance, you should send someone to the house once a month in uniform and have them say, good morning. I'm here to service the monitoring devices covertly installed on your premises. Maybe that sucker Arctur would even pick up the bill.
Actually, I think Arctur would probably kill the guy and then disappear.
If it's proven that Arctur is in fact hiding that much.
Believe me, Arctur is hiding a great deal. We've got more recent information on him analyzed, and there's no doubt about it. He's a ringer. $3 bill. The guy's a phony. So keep on him until he drops, until we have enough to arrest him and make it stick.
You think he's high up in the, you know, Substance D network?
What we think is of no importance to your work. You report your limited conclusions, and we evaluate. You got it?
Okay. I got it. I'd say Arctur is doomed if he's up to something. And I have a hunch from what you're saying that he is.
Actually, the idling jets could be replaced with smaller jets that would compensate for the TAC to just watch his RPMs so it didn't overrev. Usually just backing off on the gas pedal causes it to upshift if the automatic linkage doesn't do it.
What are you grease monkeys up to?
Bob's got a bent choke shaft. How much does this involve weigh?
Weighs about 1,000 pounds.
All right, 1,000 pounds, traveling at 80 miles per hour, built up a force of...
That's 1,000 pounds with passengers in it and a full tank of gas.
For a fact, okay.
How many passengers?
12. 6 in the front, 6 in the back. No, that's 11 in the back, and the driver's sitting alone in the front. The extra weight in the rear wheels is to keep the car from fishtailing.
What are we talking about, 12 50-pound passengers?
Kids' soccer team. Now, is that metal or plastic cleats? Metal cleats for safety.
Okay, my computations are complete. You are just hackle tweak, but you are bug bite squared.
What kind of bug?
About to get fucked up, bitch beetle.
Hey, come on, right. Cool it, you guys.
Oh, step back, freaking frack. Ernie's on the attack. What is this? Come on.
I'm desperately afraid.
I'm gonna knock your nads up into your nostrils for talking to your betters that way.
All right, I'm a technician. You are an interloper. You are constitutionally incapable of not shutting the fuck up. Bring it!
Shut the fuck up! No. Proctology boy, I'm coming after you.
Shut it! Hey! I have the perfect tool for this job.
I was only kidding.
Fuck! What if he goes in there and he gets his gun and his silencer? I'm leaving. This place has become unsafe.
No, hey, Freck. No, come on. You're a bro, man. Stick around. What's the hammer for, Bears?
No, I just saw it inside, and I just thought I'd, you know, spring along with me.
Same with this.
You ready?
Huh? Yeah, what do you want? Come on, hammer.
Shut up!
Make a move.
Don't like it.
Okay, if you guys are gonna kill each other, I'm splitting. It's gonna be very fucked up over here.
Hey, Freck. The most dangerous kind of person is the one who's afraid of his own shadow.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you what it means, Freckles. It means that if you take too much of that stuff, you not only start seeing and feeling buggy bugs all over you, but you start talking like, and no one can understand you.
What'd you say, Barris? I didn't understand.
See, you guys are fucked up. No, it is Yuggagagoo that are fucked up.
Hey, go wreck yourself.
Don't take the car. You'll kill yourself. So this guy's been going around claiming to be a world-famous imposter, right? Says he's posed at one time or another as a surgeon at Johns Hopkins, as a theoretical submolecular high-velocity particle research physicist on a federal grant at Harvard, as a Finnish novelist who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, as a deposed Argentinian president who was married to a go-go dancer from Chicago.
He got away with all that? He never got caught?
Okay, you broke my flow, so now I guess I'll just have to segue down to the near. And that's just it. You see, he didn't pose as any of those. He just posed as a world-famous imposter. Yeah, it came out later in the L.A. Times. They checked up, and he was pushing a broom at Disneyland or something. He saw that old DiCaprio movie, you know, the one where he plays a world-famous imposter before Leonardo hit his Elvis stage. And his first thought was, hey, I could pose as all those exotic guys and get away with it. But then his next thought was, hell, why bother? I could just pose as an imposter and it'd be a lot easier. They say that he made more money than the actual imposter, although I'm not sure if they adjust for inflation.
Well, you know, we all see imposters now and then, but not posing as subatomic physicists.
Oh, as an arc, you mean? What's an arc look like?
That's like asking what's an imposter look like. I once talked to this dealer who'd been busted. I asked him what the arquebuster looked like.
Let me see, you say he looked just like us?
More so. So I guess the moral of that is, stay away from guys looking the same as us.
Well, there are female marks.
Oh, hey, I'd like to meet one of those. No, I don't mean a female. I mean just a narc, right. Knowing me, like yeah. Positive.
Sure, so although, you could positively know. And you will, because when he slaps the cuffs on you, you'll know for sure when that day comes.
How could a guy do that? Pose as a narc.
What?
What?
Pose as a narc?
No, you said
pose
it.
Pose as a narc.
Oh, shit. Shit, I'm spaced. Pose as a narc. Wow. My brains are scrambled today.
Yes, hi. How are you? I have something somewhat emergent to report. I don't know if I should be sending the inhalator squad or the resuscitation squad. I don't want to say it's not cardiac arrest, but it's either that or an involuntary asphyxiation level lists within the address. Yes, the address is simple, although I've never sent myself a piece of mail here. 709er. Whose street is that street relevant?
Come on.
I'll tell you this much, it is a cul-de-sac. Technically, on the street. Oh, I please report you won't be needing your assistance. Thank you. Have a nice day. There you go. Took care of itself. Now.
Jesus.
You all right? Oh. There you go.
I must have passed out. Ow. Yeah. You, I was dreaming. You must have almost died. Shit. And what were you doing while I was being escorted by dead relatives to the bright light? Well, Jack, you gone off?
No. You saw me. I was on the phone. I summoned the paramedics. I sprung
bullshit. You were
delay.
You were cleaning your pipe?
No, I was wrapping my pipe. You were unconscious.
You're the only person in the known universe who never heard of the Heimlich maneuver?
All right, I'm going to give you a little feedback since you seem to be proceeding through life like a cat without whiskers perpetually caught behind the refrigerator.
Your life and watching you live it is like a gag reel of ineffective bodily functions. I swear to God that a toddler has a better understanding of the intricacies of chew, swallow, digest, don't kill yourself on your TV dinner. And yet, you've managed to turn this near-death fuck-up of yours into a moral referendum on me.
You are a monster!
You are a billy goat.
A sick, depraved,
Charles Freck, becoming progressively more and more depressed by what was happening around him, decided finally to off himself. There was no problem in the circles where he hung out in putting an end to yourself. You just bought a large quantity of downers and took them with some cheap wine. The planning part had to do with the artifacts he wanted found on him by later archaeologists. He had spent several days deciding, much longer than he had spent deciding to kill himself. He would be found lying on his back, on his bed, with a copy of Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead and an unfinished letter to Exxon protesting the cancellation of his gas credit card. That way, he would indict the system and achieve something by his death, over and above what the death itself achieved. At the last moment, he changed his mind on a decisive issue and decided to drink the pills with a connoisseur wine instead of Ripple or Thunderbird. So he set off on one last drive, over to Tiny's Liquors, which specialized in fine wines, and bought a bottle of 2001 Azalea Springs Merlot, which set him back almost $70. Back home again, he uncorked the wine, let it breathe, drank a few glasses of it, and tried to think of something meaningful, but could not. And then, with a glass of Merlot, gulped down all the pills at once. However, he had been burned. Instead of quietly suffocating, Charles Freck began to hallucinate. The next thing he knew, a creature from between dimensions was standing beside his bed, looking down at him disapprovingly.
You gonna read me, my friends? It's gonna take 100,000 hours.
Your sins will be read to you ceaselessly, in shifts, throughout eternity. The list will never end. The sins of Freck.
Charles Freck wished he could take back the last half hour of his life.
8:06 in the first grade, theft of fingernail clippers. 8 p.m. theft. You did knowingly and with malice punch your baby sister, Evelyn. December, theft of Christmas presents. 1 million lies.
Destruction. 1,000 years later, they had reached the sixth grade, the year he had discovered masturbation.
November 14th, Percodan. Vicodin. Cocaine.
Charles Freck thought, at least I got a good wine.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets. Can't you figure this out?
Look around you. Look how far we've come. Humanity wasn't meant to live like this. Our every waking moment, tracked and traced and scanned. It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
Scared me.
Got something for you.
I'm seeing some crazy shit tonight.
What do you mean?
That fucking Barris. You know how he works? He doesn't kill anybody, but he hangs around until the situation arises where they die. And then he just sits there. And he sort of sets them up in the first place while he stays out of it. I'm not sure how.
Hey, do you have that money for the stuff? I need it tonight.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. You know, I don't like Barris. And I don't trust him. Guy's fucking crazy. And when you're around him, you start acting crazy. And then when you're not around him, you're fine. You're acting crazy now.
I am?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, will you take me to a concert next weekend at Anaheim Stadium?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Which night?
Oh, it's Sunday afternoon.
Whatever you want.
Well, I'll just drive over to my place. You have the money, you'll give it to me. We'll kick back, drop some death, maybe get some tequila.
All right. Hey, Donna, do you like cats?
Drippy little things. Moving along, about a foot above the ground.
Above? You mean on the ground?
Just dripping. Behind furniture, little spring flowers with blue in them that come up first.
Yeah.
Before someone stomps on them and they're all gone.
It's like you know me. You can read me. Can I put my arms around you? I want to hug you again.
No.
What?
Look, I do a lot of coke, okay? And I just have to be really careful because I do a lot of coke, so just leave my body alone, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just don't like it when people grope my body, and I have to watch out for that because I snort so much coke.
That's fucking lame. I gotta go.
Your car's not fixed. I drove you here. I'll drive you back. Bob! 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 Wait! Please. Please wait. I didn't mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm so out of it right now. Sometimes after I've worked really hard all day, please come back. Come on. The tequila.
How much do you do?
Not that much. I don't shoot up. I never have and I never will. I want to start shooting out like 6 months, maybe. And even tap water. You get a habit.
You have a habit.
We all do. I mean, so what? What's the difference? I'm happy. Aren't you happy?
Listen to me. I think it's starting to get bad.
You know what I want to do someday, Bob? I want to move north, live on a farm near the mountains, in a cabin.
Can I go with you?
I hope so. I hope so.
Bathroom is?
What bathroom?
In the house.
What are those guys out there? Rolling joints and rattling on and on. They live here with you?
Two of them do.
So you're gay?
Try not to be. That's why I called you tonight.
So you're putting up a pretty good battle against it.
Better believe it.
Guess I'm about to find out. If you're a latent gay, then you'll want me to take the initiative. You want me to trust you?
Sure.
Jesus, fuck.
Hello?
Fred, we've processed some more recent material on you. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Problems?
Well, there's a fight with my girl.
Any confusion? Are you experiencing any difficulty identifying persons or objects? Any language disorientation?
No.
Can you come back over to room 203?
What did you find to be a problem?
We'll take that up when you get here.
Right, Fred, very good.
In this next test, with your eyes covered, reach out and feel an object with each hand. You were to tell us if the object presented to your left hand is identical to the object presented to your right.
One more thing, Fred. We need an updated blood test. So go down the hall to the pathology lab and they'll fix you up. And by the time you get back here, we should almost be through with our evaluation.
I'll be upstairs with Hank.
You certainly seem much more depressed today than you did when we first saw you.
Arden?
Last week, when we first saw you, you were kidding and laughing. Did you ever get her the flowers?
Crazy job they gave me. But if I wasn't doing it, someone else would be. And they might get it wrong. They might set Arthur up, plant drugs on him, and collect a reward. Better it be me, despite the disadvantages. Just protecting everyone from Barris is justification in itself. What the hell am I talking about? I must be nuts. I know Bob Arctor. He's a good person. He's up to nothing. At least nothing too bad. In fact, he works for the Orange County Sheriff's Office covertly, which is probably why Barris is after him. But that wouldn't explain why the Orange County Sheriff's Office is after him. Something big is definitely going down in this house. This run-down, rubble-filled house. With its weed-patch yard and cat box that never gets emptied. What a waste of a truly good house. So much could be done with it. A family and children could was designed for that. Such a waste. They ought to confiscate it and put it to better use. I'm supposed to act like they aren't here, assuming there's a they at all. It may just be my imagination. Whatever it is that's watching, it's not human. Unlike little dark-eyed Donna, it doesn't ever blink. What does a scanner see? Into the head? Down into the heart? Does it see into me? Into us? Clearly or darkly? I hope it sees clearly because I can't any longer see into myself. I see only Mark. I hope for everyone's sake the scanners do better. Because if the scanner sees only darkly the way I do, then I'm cursed and cursed again. And will only wind up dead this way, knowing very little and getting that little fragment wrong.
You show what we regard more as competition phenomenon than impairment.
Yeah?
Competition between the left and the right hemispheres of your brain. It's like you have two signals that interfere with each other by carrying conflicting information.
It's as if you have two fuel gauges on your car. They're studying the same amount of fuel, but one says your tank is full, the other registers empty. They can't both be right. And you as the driver have only an indirect relationship to the fuel tank via the gauges.
So what does all this mean?
Well, I'm sure you know already. You've been experiencing it without knowing why or what it is.
The two hemispheres of my brain are competing?
Yes.
But why?
Substance D. It often causes that functionally, and this is what the tests confirm. Damage has taken place to the normally dominant left hemisphere, and the right hemisphere is attempting to compensate. Cross-cutting, we call it, related to split brain phenomena. We could perform a right hemispherectomy, but
Will this ever go away?
Probably. It's a functional impairment.
It may be organic damage. It may be permanent. Time will tell, and only after you've been off Substance D for a long while.
I'll never take Substance D again for the rest of my life.
How much are you taking now?
Not much. More recently because of job stress. Death is swallowed up in victory.
Behold, I tell you the sacred secret now. Ye shall not all sleep in death.
We'll do the other half of Southern California tomorrow night. The Air Force arsenal at Vandenberg will be hit for automatic weapons.
What about that anthrax Anwar ripped off for us? When do we... aren't we supposed to carry the stuff up to the watershed area?
We need the weapons first. Drugs in the water supply is step B.
Okay, but I gotta go. I got a customer.
I can also identify the aforementioned terrorist cell. It's repeatedly indicated throughout the course of my observations.
Do you have any more material of this sort, or is this tape substantially it?
Oh, no, I have a veritable cornucopia, and much of it is directly referencing the organization and its directives.
Who are these people? What organization?
It is primarily Arctur and Hawthorne. I have coded notes here, which may be of some interest to you. Cryptology is very difficult to...
As of now, I'm impounding all of this. It is our property temporarily, and we will sort through it ourselves. You will be on hand to explain anything to us if and when we get to the point where we feel we need anything explained. Mr. Barris, you will not be released pending our study of this material. You will be charged as a formality to keep you available with knowingly giving the authorities false information. This, of course, is just a pretext for your own safety.
I just want to go to the Galapagos.
Is that satisfactory, Mr. Barris?
Not entirely. Though I wonder, when I'm locked down, may I be provided with some lotion and perhaps some...
So, what do you think of Barris's evidence?
Seems like what he played, the little we heard anyway, sounded pretty genuine to me.
It's fake. Worthless. Made on a home computer.
Maybe you're right. Is that my medical report you have there?
Yep.
What does it say?
That you're completely bonkers.
Completely?
There's maybe two brain cells that still light up. Rest is just short circuits and sparks.
Two.
Listen, when you go to pick up your next paycheck, there will be a substantial difference this time.
I get some sort of bonus for this having happened to me on duty?
No. Read your penal code. An officer who willingly becomes an addict and doesn't report it promptly is subject to a misdemeanor charge, a fine, and or 6 months. You'll probably just be fined.
Willingly?
No one held a gun to your head and shot you up. No one dropped something in your soup. You knowingly and willingly took an addictive drug. Brain destructive and disorienting.
I had to.
You could have pretended to. Most officers managed to cope with it. And from the quantities you were taking, my God, Fred. Hey, you know what I would do if I were you? Once you get out of New Path, and you know, it's all over.
But it may never be over.
Cigarette?
I'm getting off that, too. Everything.
Including chocolate.
Yeah. And?
Huh. Like I tell my kids.
I've got two kids. Two girls. Little ones.
I don't believe you do. You're not supposed to.
Maybe not.
Listen, is there anywhere specific you'd like to go? Maybe over to Donna Hawthorne's place. From the information you brought in, sounds like you guys are pretty close. Yes, we are. How'd you know that? Process of elimination. I know who you aren't, and we're talking about a very small group of people that we hoped would lead us higher. And maybe Barris will. I pieced it together a long time ago that you're Arctur.
I'm who?
Yeah, get me a Donna Hawthorne's number or just patch me through when you locate her.
Thanks.
But you are in a very bad way, my friend. Maybe Jim Barris poisoned you. We're really interested in Barris, not you. The whole scanning of the house was to keep an eye on him. We hoped to draw him here, and we did. He is deep into it with some very dangerous people.
Then, I'm a what?
Well, we had to get to Barris to set him up. So how we arranged it was, he grew progressively more and more suspicious that you were an undercover cop, trying to nail him or use him to get higher. So we did what you or anyone would have done. Hey, Donna. Yeah, hi, this is a buddy of Bob's, Arctur. Yeah, listen, He's in a bad way. Yeah, way bad. I was wondering if I could ask a favor of you. You're a sweetheart. I'm sure he'll appreciate it very much. Great, thanks. Good news. Donna Hawthorne said she'd pick you up out front in about 5 minutes.
You fuckers.
Good man, Bob. You've been dealt a bad deal. And this is not fair, but it has to be this way. You've got to just wait it out. Just get through it. And someday, a long time from now, you'll see the way you saw before. There'll be a recognition and some spark. In a disguised form will reveal itself to you and guide you.
Substance D.
Ate his head. Another loser.
It's easy to win. Anybody can win.
Living and unliving things are exchanging properties.
The drive of unliving things is stronger than the drive of living things.
The living should never be used to serve the purposes of the dead. But the dead should, if possible, serve the purposes of the living.
Good news. I think I got you transferred to one of our farms.
Can I work with animals?
I think you'll be working with plants for a while. Out in the open where you can touch the ground.
I want to be with something living.
The ground is living. The earth is still alive. Do you have any agricultural background?
I worked in an office.
Well, you'll be outside from now on.
My name is Bruce.
We're gonna try you on farming for a period, Bruce.
Okay.
Staff thought you'd be better off. I think you'll like it here.
I think I'll like it here.
Come on, I'll show you where you're gonna be sleeping. You like mountains, Bruce? Look up. Mountains. No snow, but mountains.
I like mountains.
The air is good here.
I like air.
Yeah. We all like air, Bruce. We really do. That we have in common. 4G. Yours is 4G. Can you remember that?
4G. Will I be seeing my friends?
What, you mean from back where you were? The Santa Ana facility?
Mm-hmm. Mike and Laura. And Mike and Eddie. And
the people from the residence facilities, they don't come out to the farms, Bruce. See, these are closed operations.
Closed operations.
But, you know, you might get back up there a couple times a year. You know, the gatherings, you know, Christmas and the next one is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So you might see them in 3 months.
Hey, Audrey. Glad you could meet.
So tell me, are they getting paranoid about him?
No, not at all. The guy's so burnt out.
And we're still convinced they're growing the stuff.
And they have to be. Who else?
All right. I just wonder if it even matters.
It matters. Audrey. It matters when we can prove that New Path is the one growing, manufacturing, and distributing.
How does he look? I mean, do you think he's going to be able to pull through for us?
I guess all we can do is hope that when he finally gets in, there are a few charred brain cells will flicker on and some distant instinct will kick in.
It's just such a cost to me.
Yeah. There's no other way to get in there. I couldn't, and think how long I tried. If they got that place locked up tight, they're only gonna let a burnt-out husk like Bruce in. Harmless. You have to be, or they won't take the risk.
Yeah, but to sacrifice someone. A living person without them ever knowing it. I mean, if he'd understood, if he had volunteered. But he doesn't know, and he never did. He didn't volunteer for this.
Sure he did. It was his job.
It wasn't his job to get addicted. We took care of that. Look, Mike, I gotta get out. I can't do this again. I want it to end. I lay in bed at night, and I can't sleep, and I just think, shit, we are colder than they are.
I don't think so. I believe God's MO is to transmute evil into good, and if he's active here, he's doing that now. Although our eyes can't perceive it. The whole process is hidden beneath the surface of our reality. It will only be revealed later. And even then, the people of the future, our children's children, will never truly know this awful time that we've gone through and the losses we took. Maybe some footnote in a minor history book. A brief mention with no list of the fallen.
You're seeing the flower of the future. But not for you, Bruce.
Not for me.
No, you've had too much of a good thing already. Get up. Stop worshiping. This isn't your God anymore, although it once was.
Gone. Flower's gone.
No, you just can't see them. Back to work.
I saw.
Back to work, Bruce.
I saw death rising from the earth. And the ground itself. In one blue field. A present for my friends. At Thanksgiving.
This is fucked up, fucked up.
tried your best to please everyone, but it just isn't happening. No, it just isn't happening. It is fucked up, fucked up. This is fucked. Spare parts.